You are invited to click on menu and join us in our Sundays, weekdays, and Saturdays devotionals. This site and our devotionals are live and ongoing based on the event of the time and the preaching of the Word of God through His apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, and the revelation given to me by the Holy Spirit. Throughout this page, you will find inserted audio clip you can listen to what you are reading as I record them. Rose M. Caddo, speaking, being moved by the Holy Spirit. I am in Christ by God's riches at Christ's expense. Grace and truth, the Holy Ghost, the glory of God, the blessing of the Lord through faith in the name of Jesus, Yeshua, my Messiah. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. Holy Spirit, my Mother of Grace and Truth, Jesus is God's gift from the Father to the world, and the Holy Spirit is God's gift to us, to me, the church. I am sealed with the promised Holy Spirit for the day of redemption, for I was created for the praise of God's glory. The Spirit of truth has come. He is with me and is in me. The Spirit of truth, he guides me into all truth. He does not speak of his own, but he speaks what he hears and declares to me the things that are coming. He glorifies Christ because he takes from what is his and declares to me. Everything that the Father has is Christ's. For this reason, the Spirit takes from what is Christ's and declares it to me. Hallelujah. I am in awe of you, Holy Spirit, whom the universe cannot contain, but you choose to contain yourself in me, to feed and shield me and lead me into all truth, to seal me and keep me until the day of redemption. My comforter, my counselor, my helper, my advocate, my intercessor, my strengthener, my standby, my healer, my deliverer, my Mother of Grace and Truth, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of strength, the Spirit of the knowledge and fear of the Lord with me, in me, and richly resting upon me. And my delight is in the fear of the Lord. For I humbled myself, became obedient to death, even death on the cross with Christ. I am filled with all the fullness of God, of love. Your presence, Lord, is with me always. I believe I receive wisdom and exceedingly great understanding and largeness of heart like the sand on the seashore. Thank you, Lord, my God, that you keep me so that I don't get lost in the world. For I am yours to keep forever, my Lord and my God. And I only want the glory that comes from God alone. My delight is in the fear of the Lord. In the fear of the Lord, I have strong confidence, and it is a refuge for my children. The fear, reverence, honor, respect of the Lord is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death. Living by the Holy Spirit, I also walk by the Spirit. By the Holy Spirit, I have my life in God. I go forward, walking in line, my conduct controlled by the Spirit. I think and speak and act and walk and love in the unforced rhythms of grace, living freely and lightly. For I who am led by the Spirit of God, by the Spirit of love, I am the daughter of love. The Spirit himself testifies with my spirit that I am God's child. And if I am a child, then I am an heir. Heir of God and co-heir with Christ of everything that God is and God has. Because indeed, I suffer. I resist the devil and all that he stands for with him, so that I may also be glorified with him. Christ, who is appointed heir of all things and through whom God made the universe. Hallelujah. Believe me when I say that I am in Christ and Christ is in me. I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Or at least believe on the evidence of the works themselves. Very truly I know that I who believe in Jesus Christ do the works he has done. And I do even greater things than his works, because he has gone to the Father, and the Lord does do whatever I ask in his name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. I may ask him for anything in his name, and he will do it. Hallelujah! For Jesus Christ the same, yesterday, today, and forever. As it is written, I walk in the way of righteousness, along the path of justice, bestowing wealth on those who love me and making their treasuries full. Indeed, I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, the Anointed One, and his anointing, and be found in him. Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? I run in such a way that I will win. Hallelujah. Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on, that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press forward. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, the Anointed One, and his anointing. But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. I therefore purge myself from these. I shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. My God does supply my needs so completely that he has eliminated all my deficiencies. He meets all my physical and tangible needs until I am so full I have no more capacity to hold anything else. He does supply all my needs until I am totally filled, packed, full, and overflowing to the point of bursting at the seams and spilling over. For Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, he is the mediator of the new covenant, which is eternal inheritance. Christ in us, Christ in me, the hope of glory. What if some did not believe? Will their unbelief nullify God's faithfulness? Absolutely not. Let God be true and every man a liar, as it is written, so that you may be justified in your words and prevail when you are judged. For the prosperity gospel is the word of God from Genesis to Revelation to justify us, the believers, and to judge the unbelievers. For the prosperity gospel is the word of God administering, reinforcing the wrath of God on the unbelievers. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Whoever rejects the Son will not see life. Instead of the wrath of God remains on him. So I put to death, therefore, the components of my earthly nature, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming on the sons of disobedience. So my prosperity includes success in every realm of life. And in my prosperity, I shall never be moved. For my prosperity is the Lord's divine presence in my life. Hallelujah. My prosperity is my inheritance in Christ. Abba, in Christ, I receive the nations as my inheritance and the ends of the earth as my possession. Oh, your right hand, O Lord, was and is majestic in power. Your right hand, O Lord, shatters the enemy. In the greatness of your excellence, you overthrow those who rise up against you. You send forth your burning anger, and it consumes them as chaff. Majestic in holiness, awesome in glory, still working wonders, Yahweh you are, Abba, my Father, my Daddy. I thank you for loving me and blessing me and favoring me so. For I received from the Lord what was also passed unto me, my Lord Jesus. On the night he was betrayed, when he took the bread, and after he gave thanks, he broke the bread and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body, which will be given up for you. Do this in memory of me." In the same way, my Lord Jesus Yeshua, after supper, you took the cup, and again you gave thanks and gave the cup to your disciples and said, "Take this, all of you, and drink it. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant, which will be shed for you and for all, so that sins be forgiven. Do this in memory of me." I thank you, my Lord Jesus Yeshua, the word of God, my master, that you were pierced for my offenses, sicknesses, diseases, weaknesses, pains, griefs, and sorrows. You were crushed for my sins. Upon you was the chastisement that makes me whole. By your stripes, I am healed. You committed no sin, and no deceit was found in your mouth. When they heaped abuse on you, you did not retaliate. When you suffered, you made no threats, but entrusted yourself to him who judges justly. You yourself bore my sins in your body on the tree, so that I might die to sin and live to righteousness. By your stripes I was healed, and by your precious blood I am made whole. Thus every foul thing, every unclean thing that is come against me out of this dark world, I refuse you. I don't want you. Leave me. In the name of Jesus, the Lord of hosts, amen. For as often as I eat my Lord Jesus' broken body and drink his precious blood, the cup, the power of my sanctification, of my holiness, the cup, the power of my father Abraham's generational blessing in my family, households, and ministries, money, harvests, possessions, territories, fields, inheritance, my lands, my gardens of Eden, of delight, of voluptuous living, the cup, the power of my redemption, and the cup, the power of my acceptance by love, by God, by love. In Christ, I proclaim his death until he comes, and I remain in him, and he remains in me, reliving in me his Passover mystery, putting out from my flesh the fire of all evils, that I live in the greater glory. For I am the church called to glory. Amen, amen. I receive what the Lord says to us. Unless someone eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, they do not have life within them. But because I eat his flesh and drink his blood, I have eternal life. And the Lord will raise me up, will rapture me on the last day, the end of the church age. And I remain in him, and he remains in me. Unlike my ancestors who ate and still died, I who eat this bread will live forever. Yes, Father love, I do believe that Jesus Christ is the resurrection and the life. Papa, Grandpa, Elijah, Grandma, Mai, Frido, Kayaya, and all my brethren who had fallen asleep will live even though they die. And I who live by believing in him will never die. For I have the fire, the life of the everlasting, the Holy Spirit, the glory of God, Christ living in me, and he is quickening my mortal body. And as I stand praying, I forgive, Father love, if I have aught against any. And amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Matarahishi. Menoro soto kura hiashi. Menora soto kura hiashi. Amen. And I receive my forgiveness from all sins, or from all my sins, and my cleansing from all unrighteousness through the precious blood of the Lamb. And I receive, I am enjoying my heavenly language, speaking in tongues as the Spirit enables me. For I am the daughter of God, of love, through faith in Christ Jesus. For I, who was baptized into Christ, have put on Christ. Today, this week, I put on the Holy Spirit. I put on royalty. I am clothed in his glory. I am arrayed in his splendor. Restore, O Lord, restore. And I continuously say of the Lord, my refuge and my fortress. Lord, you are my God, in whom I confidently trust and rely on. I thank you, Lord, my love, for renewing my strength, my youth, like that of an eagle's. I lay my faith claim on exactly the same number and type of hairs that my Lord intended for me to have when he formed me in my mother's womb. I claim them for now. Holy Ghost fire inside of me, rise up and grow my hair dark no gray, no white, go it dark, and cancel baldness, thinning and receding hairline. Take B, full head of dark, luscious hair, and restore my hairline. Restore my gums and teeth, my hearing, my eyesight, and cause the shedding of every extra pound of fat from my body, and restore my skin clear and unblemished, free from tags, pimples, irritation, and blemishes, and dry up inside of me any chronic diseases, consume them, illnesses, sicknesses, pains, griefs, and sorrows. Protect me from every disease that is found in the world, for I am free. In the name of Yahweh, behold the hands. Vadve, behold the nails. Rapha, my healer. Hallelujah. Whatever the Lord my God tells me to do for my body, I do it. I am always at the right place, at the right time, doing the right thing. The Lord is the light of my countenance. My eyes are undimmed and my vigor unabated. Till our rapture into glory without my seeing the grave, that place of oppression, judgment, and punishment, I flourish like the palm tree. I grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Planted in the house of the Lord, I flourish in the courts of my God. Ukala soto kolohiashe, natala soto kolohiashe, natala soto kolohiashe, nanala soto kopala solohiashe, e solo mataleashe, solo mataleashe, nanala soto kolohiashe, solo mataleashe, socio solo matala soto kolohiashe. Noro soto kolohieshe, enara soto kolohieshe, salamashe, salamatareashe, andara soto kolohieshe. If the Lord tarries, I shall bear fruit even in old age to 120 years, always vigorous and sturdy, proclaiming the Lord is just. He is my rock, in him there is no unrighteousness. Then daddy love, absent from the body, I will be present with the Lord my God at 120 years if old, if Jesus tarries. Therefore, under the precious blood of the Lamb, in the resurrection power of the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, the Lord of hosts, I continue to think and speak and act and walk and live in the unforced rhythms of grace, living freely and lightly. Lord, you are my life and the length of my days. Father, love, you hold in your hand my breath of life and my ways. Heavenly Father, I reverently rise up and remain at my seat of authority at your right hand in Christ Jesus Yeshua, my Lord, my King, and my faithful High Priest, my Redeemer, to rule and reign on this earth as King and Priest to serve our God. In this day Hashem has made, I will rejoice and be glad in him, and I'm seated far above every principality, authority, power, and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And my Lord Jesus Yeshua has put all things under my feet and gave me to be head over all things in Christ. I, the church, which is his body, I, the fullness of the one who fills everything in every way. Hallelujah. Through me, his beloved, the Lord my God brings this whole matter the church age to an end, for my heart has captured his love for humanity. So not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Thus, by the blood of Christ, Babel in the kingdom of darkness, and behold, the glory cometh. The glory is here. The Lord is my security. The Lord is here. Anna la soto kolo hieshi salamatareashi. Menno lo soto kolo hieshi salamatareashi. Manna la soto kolo hieshi salamatareashi. Enno lo soto kolo hieshi salamatareashi. Nala soto kolo hieshi salamatareashi. Anna la soto kolo hieshi kere soto kolo. Nanara soto kuro hiashe salamatanyashi. Nuro soro hiashe salamatanyashi. E nuro soto kuro hiashe salamatanyashi. By the blood of Christ, I thank you, Father Lord, for the Holy Ghost fire that has come down and consumed the hindrances coming against me. And through every available voice, he is publishing, distributing, and spreading like wildfire my books of testimony and visions throughout the United States of America and the whole world to awaken my family and household of faith, edify the body of Christ, and help somebody. Freely I received, freely I give. And scripture says, do not muzzle an ox while it is treading out the grain, and the worker deserves his wages. Do you see a man who excels in his work? I will stand before kings. I will not stand before unknown men. Hallelujah. For God is not unjust. He will not forget my work and the love I have shown for his name as I have ministered to the saints and continue to do so. I know and understand that it is the blessing of the Lord. It makes me rich. And he, the Lord of hosts, adds no sorrow, no curse to it, neither does toiling increase it. Hallelujah. For I know the grace of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, but for my sake he became poor, so that through his poverty I might be rich. It is the Lord my God who has given me power to acquire wealth by fulfilling, as he has now done, the covenant he has sworn to our forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, as it is this day. Give, and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, I give. And it shall be given unto me, good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall man give unto my bosom. For with the same measure that I give, that it shall be measured to me again. Hallelujah! Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thus, Father Love, I believe I receive the wealth the Lord, my love, has bestowed on me, who love him, and I am enjoying him, making my treasuries full. Hallelujah. under the precious blood of the Lamb, in the resurrection power of the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, the Lord of hosts. I continue to think and speak and act and walk and love in the enforced rhythms of grace, living freely and lightly. For Lord, you are my life, and the length of my days at 120 years, or till our rapture into glory, without my seeing the grave, that place of oppression, judgment, and punishment. Excuse me, Lord, my God. Father, love, you hold in your hand my breath of life and my ways, faithful and true. Are you that calleth me? You will also do it. So I remain sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love and the helmet of my hope of salvation. For God did not appoint me to suffer wrath, but to obtain salvation through my Lord Jesus Christ, who died for me, that whether I wake or sleep, after I would have lived 120 years on this earth, if Jesus tarries, I should live together with him, remembering that mercy triumphs over judgment. The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all. To him who is seated on the throne and to the Lamb be ascribed the blessing and the honor and the majesty, glory, splendor, and the power, might, and dominion forever and ever through the eternities of the eternities. Hallelujah. Amen. Bless, affectionately, gratefully praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones who do his commandments, hearkening to the voice of his word. Bless, affectionately, gratefully praise the Lord, all you his hosts, you his ministers who do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless, affectionately, gratefully praise the Lord, O my soul. Ingere suto kolo hiashe. Mandara suto kolo hiashe saramatare ashe. Mendoro suto kolo hiashe saramatare ashe. Mandara suto kolo hiashe saramatare ashe. Gantoro solo miasha. Etoro solo kireshi sarama. Manara toro he. Ehire. Maratara hire. Anara solo hi. Amara toro he. Ko sarama. Marara tere hire, ere solo ira ire, ehe toro ire ire, andara toro marahe solo i, ere hire, ere rantu kara salame, ere hire toro i, andara solo marata, aye lire. Amaraso malaratu, manarato ire ire, alamaste ire itu, andarato ire ire, amaraso la 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 shi, ire itu masalama, andaraso la marahi, ire ire, andarato ire. Erei, o solama, anaratolo hire, anara solo mireke, eaira ira ira, anaro solo de genendara ira, Anatoide, ere soloie, antaraso, caraso, anaraso, aire, osoire, aramataraire, Manara soro yere yere tara andara yeye e soro mi arare andara marai andara so yere re soro mana tara yere andara tere soro mara e ire ma soro matara yere e tu Anala sama no Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I believe, I receive, and I know and understand fully and clearly, even in the same manner that I have been fully and clearly known and understood by God. And for the beauty of your love, Father love, I thank thee. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, for he is good. His grace is abounding, and his mercy, his hesed love, endures forever. Amen. Hallelujah.